Welcome, Wildcats. I'm Stacy Gish, Marketing and Communications Specialist for the UK Alumni Association. Thanks for joining us on our official podcast, From the Blue. This episode features a conversation between three recent graduates to discuss how the university has impacted them during and after their time here. Ross Boggess is a 2019 graduate from the Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. Morgan Cornelius is a 2020 graduate of the Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. Michaela Taylor is a 2019 graduate from the College of Health Sciences, and she also earned a master's degree from the College of Public Health and a law degree from the J. David Rosenberg College of Law in 2023. All three were members of the inaugural class of alumni ambassadors, and they are joined by Christina Yu, Associate Director for Administration and Strategic Initiatives for the Alumni Association. We hope you enjoy their conversation.
Hello, thank you guys for joining us today. I have Morgan, Michaela, and Ross joining us for a young alumni conversation today. So before we get started, I would like each one of you guys to tell us a little bit about yourself, your graduation, college, current job. Let's start with you, Morgan.
Hello, I'm Morgan Cornelius. I graduated in 2020 during the COVID pandemic. So I was one of the most that didn't get a graduation walking across the stage, but I did come back. I graduated from the College of Agriculture and am now at Lincoln Memorial University at their vet school.
Whoop, whoop.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, Morgan, for joining us today. Ross, how about you?
My name is Ross Boggess. I graduated the class of 2019, originally from Lexington, Kentucky. Currently, I get to be a real estate developer, build places that people want to live, work, and be social all across the Southeast.
And Ross, you're doing a lot more than that, I feel like.
I am. I'm FIG advisor for UK right now. We are doing the DevelopLex podcast through the Middle Tech family of brands. Burning up I-75 between Lexington and Atlanta.
I like it. Well, we'll get into more detail about what both of you are doing. Michaela, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So I'm Michaela Taylor. I am a 2019 grad from the College of Health Sciences. And then also a 2023 grad, so just very recent, of the College of Public Health and the College of Law. At the moment, I am studying for the dreaded bar exam. Take that in about a week, which is terrifying to think about, but we're getting there. We're studying and then following the bar exam, hopefully, crossing my fingers, I pass. I will start as an attorney in Cincinnati at Bricker Graydon. So, really excited.
That's awesome. So it sounds like you guys have a lot of things coming down the pipe for you all. Still in school, getting started with some career pieces. One of the things that I would love to hear from you guys is what you guys felt like the impact UK has had on where you guys are right now. I'm going to actually throw that one to Ross to start us off.
Yeah, so growing up, UK was in the backyard of all Lexingtonians. And I don't think when people graduated high school, they realized just how much of a gem Lexington has with UK. And so I approached coming to UK as just this like casual thing and then realized that UK is a powerhouse, both in this SEC, but also in terms of the reputations that the universities have. Once you get out in the real world, you see that people know about University of Kentucky, people know about Lexington, and they can tell you a story about the time they passed through here for a game. That's such a cool thing to see. But I was also in College of Agriculture like Morgan, and getting to go to a land-grant school where there was the support of Extension was really cool to see not just the localized impact of UK, but seeing an Extension office in every 120 counties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really seeing that Kentucky impact, right, and having them everywhere in every corner of Kentucky and an expansion of it. Morgan, what about you? What kind of impact has UK had on you?
So I was kind of born and bred to go here, I guess. My dad was a 2005 graduate. He was an non-traditional student from the College of Engineering, and I kind of just grew up here. Like, you know, my mom used to joke that most kids used to come to Lexington and go to the mall or the playground, and I wanted to go to Willie T. Like, that was my place to be. And I was always, you know, around the alumni just because my dad was when he was graduating, and he would come back and was always involved. And like Ross, I had a job that was through the nutrition education program, and we worked with all of the counties in Kentucky to teach children how to...
Did you do Superstar Chef?
Yes, Superstar Chef. Yes, it was one of my most favorite jobs. And
did you say Superstar Chef?
Yes,
yeah, it is such a cool program.
Yes, I love it.
Listeners should go check it out.
Let me have a shameless plug for that. It was great. So, I mean, just like Ross said, it's just amazing to see how the university has spread all over Kentucky. It's not just in Lexington. And now that I'm at a small private school, it's just, you know, you can't even see how much the UK has to offer until, you know, I mean, my school does have a lot to offer. I'm not saying that, but it's just, I talked to a professor the other day, and he was saying, it's really annoying how you come to Lexington and there's always construction. And I stopped and I thought a minute, and I was like, but how awesome is it that it's growing? Like, we're constantly growing.
Hold on. I had that exact same thought driving down Rose Street today, but I thought it was so refreshing. I was like, isn't this so cool that we have construction all the time?
Yeah. So we always have opportunities, and I just feel like it's always flourishing. And it's somewhere that I, like Ross, I'm just refreshed to always come back here.
I love it. Well, and Michaela, you're not from Kentucky. I know. So talk about a little bit about your impact and maybe even why you decided to come here.
Yeah. You know, as Morgan said, she's born and bred, but I like to call myself a chosen Kentucky, and I've been here for 7 years now. So I came here for undergrad. It was just kind of like, I want to get out of the snow. I'm from originally from Chicago, and I was done with it after 18 years. Came to Kentucky, really loved the dorms. If you ask my dad why I went to Kentucky, that's what he'll tell you.
The dorms.
He'll say it's because of the dorms. Right. which is not true, but not the only reason I came here. But through my years of undergrad, I absolutely adored Kentucky, the state itself, and the university. I was able to make just a ton of connections, and I love the atmosphere and the people down here. My boyfriend and I, when we moved up to Cincinnati for my job, I told him, I was like, look, I love Cincinnati, but I want to live on the Kentucky side. We're not leaving Kentucky. So we live in Covington now. And, you know, I loved undergrad, stayed here for law school. And I think all the connections I made at Kentucky made it feel like home, and it made it the reason I wanted to stay here for so long and then stay here for my career.
It's that Southern hospitality gets you every time.
I know. Right?
In it. Well, it sounds like you guys have all had a really great experience at UK and continue to stay connected into Kentucky and the community here, so we greatly appreciate it. One of the things that all three of you guys did while you were here were you were part of the very first class of our UK Alumni Ambassador Program. Can you talk a little bit about what that meant to you guys to be a part of that class and maybe even just what you guys think about it? Michaela, let's start with you.
The reason I had first heard about the Alumni Ambassadors was it went out in my sorority group chat that this was an opportunity, and I applied, and I came in, and they sat us down at this big round table for our interview, and I was so intimidated at the beginning of it. But, you know, then we had Jill at that time. I think she was leading the interviews, and she was so sweet, so nice, and everybody in that room was so nice. And when I got my acceptance, I was so excited, and I had no idea like what we were getting into. Like, I had no idea I would get to meet the president and know him on a first name basis and
have dinner with him
and like help out with all of these really great events on campus. And I think Ross probably remembers this. One of my favorite memories of being an alumni ambassador, and one of the most impactful parts of it, was we were at the president's Christmas dinner. And Ross was like, I just want to introduce you to some guy. And I was like, okay, cool. And it ended up being the associate dean of the law school, Danny Murphy. And
he's such a cool guy.
Dean Murphy. And Dean Murphy was one of the big reasons I ended up going to UK Law. He, like, talked me through everything, really pushed for me to go here, made the law school feel like home. And I probably would have never met him without Ross and without the alumni ambassadors. So it was just a great experience for me and really, you know, put me on the trajectory to where I went in grad school.
I did not know that. That's an awesome story.
We're glad that you're here.
Well, we're glad that you're here.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
I was like, Michaela, we're not letting you go. No, I'm like, you're on our Leadership Advisory Council now. We continue. We're thankful that you took that leap of faith and did it. What about you, Morgan? We haven't really let you go either.
No, I'm glad, though. I was thinking today, like, what was something that I could pinpoint that really, I guess, matured me and turned me into an adult? Because I am 25, but I still feel like, I know, I feel like I'm a baby. You know, like, I still feel like I'm a teenager. But this, becoming an alumni ambassador, was probably one of the things that I could pinpoint that really matured me and just advanced me. Because, like Michaela said, we were in an intense interview. And, I mean, Jill is not intense, believe me. But it's like you're at this round table where, I mean, you had no idea what you're getting into. And I had no idea, you know, like, what we were representing. And it was just an amazing experience. I actually did it for 2 years. And, you know, just every single year it kept getting better. This is so crazy, but I remember going into the president's house and having dinner with him, and he had little napkins that you dry your hands off and in his bathroom. And I took one of those napkins for for my little souvenir. And we also had the Kentucky 21st campaign, and we got a Coca-Cola, and I have those. And it is like, I look at it every day, and it's just a memory to me. Like, you're probably like, you're crazy. Why'd you take a napkin? But I mean, it was great. I loved it. So I have that, and I just have all of these memories. And I remember, this is also crazy, but this just shows, you know, how much I bleed blue, I guess. When we were also at the launch of the 21st Kentucky Can campaign, I cried. Like, I was literally sobbing when they played the video of, you know, I don't even know what it's called. I guess just introducing the campaign and everything that the university does. And it was just a moment of absolute pride for me that I was able to represent the university in that type of way. And it's just, it's been a really, you know, me and Michaela and Ross are still friends to this day. Ross came and picked me up one night and took me out to celebrate when I was done with my vet school applications. Michaela sent me flowers when I was having surgery or a birthday or something. I mean, we've just always been connected, and I'm very thankful for those connections that have lasted so long.
Well, two things. They've been wondering where that napkin went. So now we're going to have to. We know now. So just be aware. We'll try not to, like, throw you under the bus, but I think you told her on yourself.
They were disposable.
Oh, okay. Just sure they were. It is.
I'm dial pound UKPD right now.
They're right across the street. You know that, right? So you just told on yourself. And then also, you also didn't really talk about your recent award you just got, right?
Yeah,
so
man.
So let's kind of be a little modest here, but the Joseph T. Birch Young Alumni Award just a few weeks ago you received because of all the things that you're doing, right?
Yeah.
How about that? Tell us a little bit about that real quick.
Yeah. So I was actually introduced to this award. They actually presented it to me in February at our Cumberland Valley East club meeting. And I just, you know, like, I started our social media and have been engaged in that and tried to recruit young alums at Lincoln Memorial University because we do cover Claiborne County, Tennessee. And we have a big little program in our vet school, and my big is actually from UK, so I've tried to involve her in some things. And I guess I just didn't understand, you know, what exactly I was receiving. I still to this day just don't really even feel worthy. I mean, it was crazy for me to stand up at the Service Awards dinner and be in front of all of the people that, you know, I've looked up to for so long. And I can't believe that I'm even in that realm with them. I can't. And, you know, in the speech that I gave, the little speech that I was so nervous to give, Dr. Terry Birdwhistle had said that so many people would ask him why he had never left UK. And he said, that people take their whole entire life searching for a place like UK. Why would he ever leave if he loved it so much? And that just really resonated with me. Like, you know, now I'm in the state of Tennessee, and I want to be back in Kentucky every single day and back in Lexington every day. And you just don't, you know, until you're here and you've experienced the things that we've experienced or had your own experience, you don't really know what impact that it has on you. And I'm very, so grateful for that award. Like I said, it's unreal to me still to this day.
Well, I think we would all say you deserve it, without a doubt. Well, well deserved in all the things that you're doing. Ross, you've got a tough group to follow now about this question here.
I'd like to say, I was like, how did I even learn about this? And it was, so I was the mascot for UK, and one of the cool things that we got to do was travel for all of the away football games. And so we'd go to Vandy, it was okay. We went to Georgia, and they had these people in coats that at the time, Team Wildcat was still under the Alumni Association, and they were truly being the ambassadors to get the student section, like, not just riled up, but actually cheering. And then we go to Florida, and Florida had these people in very nice suits and skirts, and they were there, and you could tell that at the alumni tailgate, UK Alumni Association would roll in, and we rolled in with marching band, mascot, cheerleaders, and we would have a pep rally before the football games. But just across the way was a tent, the University of Florida Alumni Association, and they had people in these coats. I was like, who are those people? And they were their ambassadors. And so seeing what other schools were doing with it, and then getting to be a part of the first group of the UK Alumni Ambassadors, it's really neat to see. And we got some really cool experiences that we did not deserve.
No, but we got some coats, too.
And, yeah. Cool. Oh, trust me. And I'll say that coat, I wore that to a kickoff meeting for one of the largest transit-oriented developments in Texas. And somebody saw the UK in the inseam of it, or the inside of the coat. Mm-hmm. And they came up, and they were asking about it. And so it has started conversations.
They're
with...
They're not describing it well enough. It was a blue coat,
yeah,
with royal, like, UK blue and white stripes.
Mm-hmm. Not pink stripes.
On the inside. On the inside.
Not... On the inside. And both sides were embroidered with, like, UK logos. Mm-hmm. On the pockets of the insides.
It was
the best coat I've ever seen. I don't think they still get those anymore, but
they do get a coat. I don't think they are embroidered inside like you guys.
Are they still the stripes?
No, I think they're black actually now.
Okay.
Yeah. Might have to bring those back now that
and
you guys are talking about it all.
And the buttons were gold UK.
Mm-hmm.
They were amazing.
It was crazy.
We might need y'all to throw back that picture. If I would have known that, I would have asked y'all to bring
them. And we got one of the ties that a College of Agriculture, we're going to just make College of Agriculture
yes.
proud today.
Yes.
One of the textile students had designed a UK print, and that was turned into a tie. So we got
UK
to
plaid.
Wear
yeah.
a UK plaid tie that was it originated from UK, just came the symbol.
Yeah. I still tie that scarf on my purse. One of my purses.
I love it.
I love that scarf. Yeah, yeah.
So what I hear you guys saying is the clothes were awesome.
Yeah, and
the
experiences was
were awesome.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. And these friendships you all have had,
I know.
Are still connecting.
Yeah.
Right in this. Would you all do it all over again?
Heck yeah!
For
oh
sure.
yeah,
definitely. For sure.
I'd do it tomorrow if you cast me to come back.
Yeah. We got front
you
row
need
seats.
The fourth degree.
Everyone's saying they're waiting for me to come back. I've been here for how many years? But yeah, maybe if the Alumni Association.
When you're president of the university, Morgan will steal one of your napkins too.
I know, Morgan. You're getting all this really cool swag, but the napkin is what you. Out of all the things that Morgan decided to tell us today, was the napkin that she was so excited about.
One day, when you all see that in my scrapbook, and I'm wearing my coat when I'm in the nursing home, you'll know what I stand for.
I want you to become president of the university, so we can compare Capilouto's napkin to your napkin. Just like put it in a frame.
I'll have his in a frame.
Jeez, that's their first duty, is going to be like, we need to make sure we get some really good napkins, because the kids like to take them.
Nobody can invite him over, though, because he'll see the napkin.
Okay, if Capilouto's coming to your house. All right, so a couple more questions for you guys. So we've talked a lot about, I think, your all's experience, your passion, but what does it mean to be an alum? You, Michaela, three degrees
three,
from
three
here,
times.
Right? What does it mean?
I mean, for me, like, it is the way to be connected to so many people that you don't know in you know, conversation, but immediately, that's your connection. Mm-hmm. I'm from Illinois, right? And there's a lot of schools in Illinois, and people tend to kind of stay in state, but no one is connected to their university in the same way that I feel are here. Like, it is in people's blood, even if they didn't go here.
They bleed blue.
Yeah, even if they didn't go here, I mean, if they did go here, it's that one topic of conversation that you can bring up with somebody and have a million things to talk about. And I have loved that part of being an alum. I've loved feeling so connected to a place and knowing I always have somewhere to call home and go back to. And that's really the biggest part of what being alum means to me.
What about you, Ross?
I enjoy that it's not just you came to UK, you had a good time, you learned a lot, and you got a piece of paper. But there's the life after the school. That UK is one of the schools that has really good cohesion while we're here. So that whether you're a senior and that person was a sophomore, there's still a chance you knew them. And people are going to ask you out in the real world and say, oh, do you know this person? My nephew went there. And it's surprising how many times you're like, I actually do. Mm-hmm. I know them. Mm-hmm. And for no other reason, you have a connection because of UK. Mm-hmm. And I've enjoyed also being a part of a school that sees the value in getting their students into the real world as quick as possible, into real valuable placements. Mm-hmm. And whether it be Lexington or otherwise, like, there's just a lot of work that was put in at the university to make sure that our degrees were valuable and mm-hmm. were perceived as valuable afterwards. Mm-hmm. And so getting to enjoy that, too, is really cool.
I like it. Morgan.
So, like Ross said, you know, when you run into an alum, it's not really just like, hey, we went to UK. It's every time that I have spoke to an alum, it's always a genuine conversation of, how are you? What are you doing now? How can I help you? It was, you know, very apparent to me when we were alumni ambassadors. I remember we were at a dinner and someone had asked me like what track I was on, and I was pre-med at the time. And somebody introduced me to, I wish I could remember his name, introduced me to the head of the cardiology department at UK. And he was the nicest man to me. He could have been, you know, entitled because of his title, but he was not at all. I mean, he was so nice to me. He gave me his contact. And, you know, like, who gives out their contact when they're the head of the cardiology department at UK? I mean, that's a really big title to hold. And it's just, you know, people have pride, but again, they're not entitled with that degree. And I think that's something that is just very special. And like Michaela had said, it's just a sense of interconnectedness all the way through. And for me, being from a really small town, you know, people always throw at you, well, you're going to a really big university, you're just going to be a number. And I have never, ever once felt like a number. Like I said, I've always had connections, you know, all the way through. And it's not even because I really knew anybody before I came here. It was just people are willing to help you and people are willing to carry that through with you.
And to add to that too, like, when you talk about, you know, the floods in Eastern Kentucky or the tornadoes in, you know, Mayfield and that area, a university to do what they did yeah. for the state, not for, you know, their alums, for the state as a whole and just the people of Kentucky, you don't get that a lot, a university doing those kinds of things. And that really speaks to the heart of who people are here, who the alums are, who the students are, and that's really special to me as well, being a part of that community.
Well, it's more than just this campus,
right? Right.
I think we've heard Capilouto say, you know, we're here for the Commonwealth, mm-hmm. not just the university here. We're here for Kentucky. We are the school in it. All right. So we've heard a lot of great stories from you guys. As we embark on another school year and where the future is going. And a new alumni master class, which I don't know if you all know, it's the biggest that we've ever had. What advice would you all give the next generation that come after you guys? If you all don't know, we've been talking a lot about standing on the shoulders of those that have come for us. So these folks that are coming behind you guys are going to stand on your all shoulders. So what advice would you all give? I'll let you get whoever wants to go first.
I'm going to take this.
Okay.
So we're sitting in a room in the basement of the Alumni Association house. Has all of the past presidents of the Alumni Association mm-hmm. in the walls. And there's just a standard of excellence. Knowing some of the names behind me, there is an expectation of being a better person than you were a couple months ago, and also giving and serving from just the character of the folks that I know up there. And you all have an opportunity to do that as ambassadors right now. And you all will be the best students on the university's campus. If you're not, you don't need to be a part of the program. But there's a standard of excellence that is just there, and it's cool to be able to put on that coat and get to serve some of the best as one of the best.
I think, you know, talking about standing on the shoulders of the people, but also, like, look down and talk to those people that you're standing. Mm-hmm. They are willing to help you. That's why they're there. Make as many connections as you can and keep them. You know, make sure you're reaching back out, thanking people. You know, if you see something that you think pertains to them, you know, reach out and be like, hey, I just was thinking about you. Just keep those relationships, because I think a lot of where I've gotten today is because of the relationships I've built either with my peers or, you know, mentors and other alums as well. So just be sure to take those connections and run with them.
I'd say that this is such a relationship-rich environment that you're going to participate in. Mm-hmm. It's not just connections. It gets to be relationships.
Yeah.
And realizing that this is a cool program that not every school has, and sure doesn't exist. Like, if every city had an ambassador program the way that the universities do, we'd have a better city.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about you?
So I remember, I think it was Sarah Elizabeth or either Samantha, I can't remember who was leading us at the time, but we would have these meetings also down here in the basement. And again, it was just like this, it was kind of like a fever dream. You know, like, we were in college and we still felt like kids, but we were having these sophisticated meetings. And again, you know, maybe just take that advice from me that this was a time for me to grow and advance and mature. And this is, like I said, if I had to pinpoint a time, this would be it, because I had to stand up and, you know, represent the university, and I had to be proud to do that. And I definitely was. But, you know, just like we've all said, to look down at these people that are before you and, you know, take advice from them and see what they have done. But getting back to it, like I said, I think Sarah Elizabeth had said, you know, you may just be holding a door for someone today, but that means more than you could know. You know, like, you have a job, no matter how small or how big it is, and just for you to say hello to that person has more of an impact than you can imagine. You know, they may carry on a conversation with you just because you held the door for them. So just doing that small job makes a really big impact. And there were a lot of days that I had to hold a door open, but there were a lot of days that I also met those people and had intentional conversations with them.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. Thank you guys for holding the door. Thank you for opening doors for those that come after you all, and all the things that you guys are going to get do. I know some of you guys are all starting your careers in some way, form, or fashion. And continue to bleed blue with us and engage with us. So we thank you guys for being a part of the first Alumni Masterclass. Thank you for joining us today and sharing your passion. Thank you for all that I know you all will do in the future and continue to do with us. Before we sign off, anything from you all? Any last minute thoughts?
Go Cats.
Go Cats. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys again for joining us. And we look forward to continuing to follow your all's journey and your all's path.
Thank you for listening to this episode of From the Blue. For more information about the UK Alumni Association, visit our website at ukalumni.net or keep up with us on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok.